Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Festival de Cannes, in particular the Semaine de la Critique. I'm with Jeremy Clapin, who's here to present I Lost My Body. Jeremy, what was the inspiration, the initial idea? Was the novel?
My producer bring me a book. I mean, I met the producer first around this project. He has the idea to adapt a book of Guillaume Laurent called Happy End. And he saw my short film, and I think he liked it. So he contacted me to make the adaptation of the book. It was 7 years ago.
How did you work with the scriptwriter? It might be a simple story, but there are so many layers, and it's coming to terms with your past and your possible future.
There was several steps in the process of writing the adaptation. I mean, the first step was I didn't know the Guillaume Laurent, so we tried to learn each other, to learn to see what sensibility he got. So we spent a bit time to be a bit shy, maybe, on the adaptation. And one day, my producer and them, we decided to change a bit more the book. And I told I need to bring more of my universe into the book, so I needed to erase, to change a lot of things. And one summer, I take the book and I just keep the main concept, this hand looking for his body. And all the rest of the was, I rewrote all the story around this, bringing my universe into it.
Do you think it is always possible to patch up all the pieces we lost along the way and become whole again?
I think no. That's why we have melancholy, and things we lost, we cannot take it back from the past. But we don't have to struggle on that. I think we have to accept that. It can be a good feeling to have this. Even we never are happy when we are melancholic. It's not a good happiness. But we have to accept it's not possible.
How would you describe then your film?
Yeah, I mean, my interest in the book was really this point of view who bring a new way to approach a character. I mean, this hand was really a specific point of view. We have to travel with its sensibility, the sensoriality, and all the character of Naufel was built around this hand, because Anne is very tactical. She sees the world with the contact of their hand, and she can feel the floor, she can feel the thing. She's not talking, she's not seeing, she don't have eyes, of course. And Naufel has to be also a bit strange. He has to be connected to the world with the sound, maybe with something also sensorial as a hand, but it will be, for Naufel, it will be the sound. And this, it was a way to get these two parts of the two characters to get closer, because they are connected to the world in a sensitive way.
What do you expect from this experience at the Semaine de la Critique?
I'm proud to show animation in a way we're not using to see it, especially in feature film. In fact, I think we have a lot of artistic proposition in short film and animation, but nobody's aware of that except me, because, or some people who like animation. But it's always hard when you, in feature film, to have the possibility to bring life to a project targeted to adult audience without political context or war context. It's hard I mean, I'm telling about in this film, it's very urban, quotidian. It's more story close to us, and but it's animation also. And I don't have to justify. I don't want me to justify to do animation here in Cannes.
And we'll be talking to Jeremy Clapin, director of I Lost My Body, screening in competition at the Semaine de la Critique of the 72nd Festival de Cannes. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.